Seattle in Minnesota on Tuesday, and the fans got their money's worth. Before the game, King Felix and Mariners athletic trainer Yoshihiro Nakazawa thought they were on the same page. They were not. The Twins, though, were.
Rosario batting 250, 5 home runs and 15 runs batted in. The pitch swung on, well hit ball. Deep into the gap in right center field. Going and going. Goodbye baseball. Upper deck right center field. Little Eddie Rosario way out of here to right center at Target Field. With Escobar aboard, a two-run shot with two outs. And the Twins now lead it by a score of 4-3.
Outfield deep and straight away. The next pitch to Vargas swings and clobbers this to right field. This is off the very base of the wall, played by Haniger. Grossman hits the bag at third. He's coming around to score. Kepler scampers into third base. He's held there. Vargas, a long single off the base of the wall in right field. And the Twins grab another run. They now lead it 5-3 in the bottom of the third. Now, Lawrence called up from Tacoma when Emilio Pagan was recently optioned back down after another fine appearance of four scoreless innings. Here comes the first pitch. There goes Polanco. The pitch is lifted high out to left center field. Gamble chasing after it, and this is gone. Polanco, his second home run in as many at-bats. Both have come with a man aboard. Against the Marlins in Florida. There was only ballpark it at 12,000 fans of the game, 15,000. Needless to say that there were some unused tickets to that game. And the Marlins sold unused tickets. The pitch. Swinging its rope. Fair inside the line at third base into left field. Castro coming home. He turns around third. Polanco stopped at third. He loses his helmet. Dozier comes up with his second hit. They've both been for extra bases. It's an RBI double into left field. And it's now 13-6 Twins.
So here's Carlos Ruiz to try to get three outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Eddie Rosario will lead things off, followed by Adrianza, the new second baseman. And then the new first baseman, Chris Jimenez. 19-6, Minnesota. The pitch on the way and a swing and a miss by Rosario. The count is 0-1. And a fastball from Ruiz at 78 miles an hour. Ruiz looks in, gets the sign from catcher Mike Zunino, delivers low and outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. So Carlos out there to try to save the bullpen. Just get three outs. Fast as you can. Here's a swing and a drive deep into the gap in right center field. Going and going. Goodbye baseball. Upper deck. Eddie Rosario with his third home run of the night. And he has five runs batted in for Minnesota. And the Twins now lead it by a score of 20-6.
And Minnesota goes on to blow out the Mariners 20-7 on Tuesday. The 28 hits is the most any Major League team has had since the Rangers had 29 in a game against Baltimore back in August of 2007. It's a game the Mariners would like to turn the page on quickly as they lose 20-7 to the Twins on Tuesday. After the game, here's Seattle manager Scott Servais.
Yeah, you have to. You have to flush that. We kind of did it to them last night, and they turned around and did it to us tonight. Rough night for Bergie. You know, a lot of balls up middle of the plate, and on a night where the ball was carrying very well in this ballpark with the being a little bit warmer and the wind blowing, but we couldn't stop them. They just kept squaring it up, and right when I thought we'd kind of get back in the game or try to get something going, just couldn't get close enough, and then nor could we stop them. So it is one loss, and we've been going very good. But tonight just was not a good night.
You talk about Bergman having the pitches. How about the play where he let the run score from third and went to...
Yeah, it was a, first and third. He gets the comebacker. Polanco, the guy who hit it, actually is one of the toughest guys in the league to double up. But he had the guy at third. He just didn't execute and turn it into a rundown play. Got the out, and the next guy hits a two-run homer, and then it just couldn't get it stopped. So, again, we did a lot of things wrong fundamentally tonight. Rundown play later in the game, didn't cover first later in the game. It just you know, not our best night. It got away from us, but, you know, it is only one loss, and we'll get back after it tomorrow.
So with Bergman, you gave up the four, but it's tough to pull him in the opportunities. Did you hope he could kind of find it after that? You
know, yeah, no doubt. And he's, you know, he's done that before. We struggled and gone back out and put a couple zeros up, but he just really did not make any adjustments tonight. You know, the ball was just, it was thigh high, and it was everything was, nothing had any tilt to it or not a whole lot of movement on it either. But yeah, you know, going to the bullpen there in the second inning or third inning, not where we wanted to go. Eventually it got to the point we had to, and you know, Casey Lawrence hung in there and gave us all he could there for a while.
In the seventh inning, those guys have been so good all year. Is that just a different situation, one that they're not used to being in with the score of the game and the way it was going?
Yeah, Zebchinski hadn't pitched in 4 days. Today was his fifth day, so, you know, we wanted to get him in the ball game, try to keep him sharp, and, you know, it wasn't. You know, he wasn't as sharp as he has been. But, you know, he got the comebacker, you know, and you know, they had the kind of the botched rundown play at third. So, like I said, things got away from us. You know, it happens. You can't, you know, dwell on it too much. Yeah, I've got to put this one to bed, take a shower, wash it off, whatever you want to call it, and we'll be back after tomorrow.
You have a fresh arm tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll talk about it here later tonight.
You think it's easier to shrug this one off because of the way you guys have been playing lately?
Oh, no doubt, yeah. And we've had a few games like this earlier in the year that did get away from us. It happens. It happens throughout the course of the season. You know, with the starting pitching and kind of where we've gone to guys, and we're asking a lot of these guys. We really are. Tonight just wasn't Bergie's night.
Christian Bergman loses. He's 3-4. He gave up 9 runs and 10 hits in 2 1/3 innings for Seattle. He came into the game with a 1.50 over his previous 3 starts. Here's Bergman explaining what happened Tuesday.
You know, stuff wasn't very good. I was missing over the plate a lot. And pitches that I thought were good pitches also found holes. You know, it was just one of those nights where it seemed like they couldn't hit it at someone if they tried. You know, and they're a good hitting team, so that's what happens sometimes.
Physically, did you feel okay?
Yeah, physically I felt fine. It's just, you know, bad day as far as stuff and, you know, command goes.
Do you think you could reel it back in at some point, though? I mean, he stuck with you. You think you could figure a way to make an adjustment and reel it back in?
Yeah, I was trying to make an adjustment and, you know, just, you know, wasn't able to do it. And like I said, you know, made some good pitches, too, and those found holes, and, you know, it was just one of those nights.
Take me through the hopper back to you. If you had to do it again, what do you do?
Well, I got it in my glove and was originally trying to go to second, trying to get the double play. Bobbled it a little bit. So obviously they're just trying to get an out. And, you know, the guy's getting down the line. So I knew not a great runner at third. So just tried to get the out at first. And by the time I heard someone saying something, it was already out of my hands. There wasn't a lot I could do.
The Twins look to keep it going on Wednesday with their ace, Ervin Santana, taking the mound at 8-3, opposing Sam Gavilio of Seattle.